Psalm 14. To the Chief Musician. A Psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion! When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Truly the fool hath said in his heart, that there is no God. He may not always say it with his lips, but he certainly manifests it with his life. Solomon said that fools hate knowledge, and that they have no delight in understanding. Why? Because the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, and he trusteth in his own heart. Fools meddle with trouble. They hide hatred with lying lips. They despise counsel and rage and are confident in their folly and ignorance. Their eyes are in the ends of the earth, and they refuse instruction. Therefore, wisdom is too high for them, and their path is corruption, abominations, and no good. They worship and serve the creature and their own bellies rather than the Creator. They seek after vanity and not God. They pursue their fleshy pleasures and not purity. They pursue their passions and not God's purposes. They profess themselves to be wise, but they are fools, filthy and corrupt, defiled and without understanding. These fools become workers of iniquity, and in so doing, they become the enemies of God and of his people. They, like Cain, despise their own flesh and blood, because their own works are evil, and the Lord's people's works are righteous. They set themselves against the Lord's people to eat them up and destroy them. They shame the poor and take advantage of them. But what they don't know is that the Lord is the poor's refuge. The Lord is in his people. He is in the generation of the righteous. The Lord will recompense tribulation and anguish, and pour out wrath and indignation against every evil doer, especially against those who persecute and trouble his people. The fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God." Oh, he might believe that with all his heart, but the fool is wrong. And unless the fool humbles himself under the mighty hand of God and repents of the folly and error of his heart, the fool will one day stand before that God whom he ran from and denied, and realize that that God is not only real and living, but he'll realize that that God was the only one he should have sought. But unfortunately, it will be too late. The fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God." But there is a God, and one day his salvation will come out of Zion, and the Lord will bring back the captivity of his people, and his people shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Psalm 14.